All right, your weather forecast for today. Going to be increasingly cloudy. We do have a chance for light snow. We'll have a high of about 22 degrees. The Racine Unified School District is close to purchasing the Sturtevant Sportsplex in Renaissance Business Park. Unified and the owner have reached a tentative agreement subject to school board review and approval. David Hazen, the chief operations officer for the district, says in a statement that the district will spend the next few months looking closer at the site with community members part of the feasibility study process.
Utilization plans for the facility will be detailed in a feasibility study. The feasibility study will be the next step in the process. The current soccer, volleyball, and basketball portion of the facility will be a great addition to the district's athletic facilities.
No purchase price has been announced with the proposed deal. The last time Sportsplex was in the news came last year with Renaissance School getting the necessary rezoning from the Sturtevant Village Board to convert the Sportsplex into a 4K through 8th grade Lutheran school in the fall. Kenosha County Health Department says there's a confirmed case of whooping cough documented at Wilmot Union High School. Whooping cough, also known as pertussis, can begin just seems like a cold, but then patients can quickly develop a severe cough, and that can sometimes also be accompanied by vomiting. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasakevich has extended an order allowing county jail staff to force-feed a man charged with making a phony bomb threat to the courthouse. That order on 46-year-old Lee Lucas extended another 3 weeks. A hearing is scheduled February 1st. He's also ordered a psychological evaluation of Lucas. The bomb threat on October the 26th was traced to a payphone outside some businesses on Lathrop Avenue. It led to evacuation and closure of the courthouse that morning. The Emerald Ash Borer having a significant impact right now on the cross-country ski trails at Petrifying Springs Park in Kenosha County, just not the park itself. The trails are temporarily closed. There is a logging company involved in removing a number of ash trees. Company only recently able to bring in the needed heavy equipment for the job due to the mild weather we had before, which left the ground kind of soft. The temperatures now cold, rhetoric hot at the state capitol in Madison. Tribal members rallying on that controversial bill that could impact Native American burial mounds. One of them, former Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
We have every right to be upset because they have failed. They have failed before God. They have failed before our Creator. And they have failed everything that we've been taught in all of the different religions we were raised with.
The bill's authors maintaining property rights should allow landowners to challenge whether or not mounds actually contain human remains. While that rally was taking place, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicated the bill will not be taken up this spring. And actress Olivia Munn shooting down the rumors that she is engaged now to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. OK Magazine reporting that the Rodgers had asked Munn to marry him over the holidays, but with an Instagram posting, Munn shared a text message exchange she'd had with her mother. Mom had asked how come she didn't hear about it first. Munn joking with her mom that she would be the 8th or 9th person to know, but definitely would find out before the internet. With the downtown Racine Hospitality Center no longer able to have overnight housing of the homeless in cold weather, and with the problem not going away, the pastor at First Baptist Church at 3117 Lathrop Avenue says they are staying open to help those in need. Pastor Holly Anderley, who is also with the Continuum of Care in Racine, acknowledges this is just temporary help for a problem that needs a greater solution. The church staying open from 7 at night through 7 in the morning on nights like last night with below zero temperatures. The Racine County Board back in business after almost a month of inactivity, approving a number of outstanding resolutions from late last year. One opposes Assembly Bill 90 and any legislation expanding the subpoena process. Supervisor Ron Molnar noting it could allow uncontrolled access to a person's private information.
Personal information like social security numbers, etc. District Attorney Cipetti appeared before our committee and strongly encouraged us to oppose any legislation allowing that.
Supervisor Q.A. Shakur recommending support for a resolution to transfer $10,000 in the Ridgewood Center budget to give the medical director who's on a contract from Wheaton Franciscan a performance bonus.
The 2015 contract for the medical director is $29,700. And I'd just like to say that we're fortunate to have such a medical director. The cost is low. To have other professionals come before us as a medical director could cost the county possibly 3 times the current cost or more.
And one of 2 legal claims denied, almost $2,000 for medical bills from an out-of-town man who fell at Harbor Park last July, according to Corporation Counsel John Lehman, who also noted the county has what's called recreational immunity.
Someone who made contact with a rock down on the breakwater or as they are walking toward the breakwater off of one of the ramps.
Also approved, a $10 administrative fee for park reservations and cancellations. More than 70% done last year with credit cards, and that is a fee to the county for each one. Kenosha County's Health Department confirming a case of whooping cough at Wilmot Union High School. Whooping cough is also known as pertussis. It can begin with just what seems like a simple cold, but patients can quickly develop a severe cough, and that can sometimes also be accompanied by vomiting. Speaking of health, parents encouraged to check medicine cabinets for a couple of generic children's cough syrups that are being recalled. Here's Michael Descano with details.
There's nothing wrong with the syrup used in the products, but there is the risk of an overdose because the dosage cups that come with them are marked incorrectly. You'll have to carefully check because these generic syrups are sold under different brand names. Look on the bottle for Children's Guaifenesin Grape Liquid and Cherry Liquid, both sold in 4-ounce bottles. Again, that's Guaifenesin. I'm Michael Toscano.
And UWM Chancellor Mark Mohn going to unveil plans for campus-wide programming related to innovation, entrepreneurism, and technology transfer during Thursday's meeting of the Wisconsin Innovation Network that'll be in Milwaukee. They'll talk about how the campus and the related UWM Research Foundation are creating stronger industry partnerships while engaging more faculty and students in an innovation agenda. The Racine City Plan Commission agenda for this afternoon includes a proposal that would turn a long-vacant Southside gas station into a used car lot. The request for a conditional use permit is from Yusef Buckley. He represents Racine Auto Budget Sales. The site, a Marathon station many, many years ago, the pumps long since gone. Buckley's request is for selling vehicles, but also limited repair. City planning staff is recommending approval of the permit with certain restrictions. A donation that S.C. Johnson made to the South Shore Fire Department last year for new equipment means there is money in the budget for new computers for Sturtevant police cruisers. Administrator Mary Cole telling the village board members last night during a committee meeting that because the amount that Sturtevant owed the fire department on capital expenses got reduced by that donation amount, there is money remaining in the account. Police Chief Sean Marshke saying the current squad computers can no longer even be updated.
Our officers will not be able to issue citations with the current computers that we have in the car unless we do switch over.
Final authorization to buy the new computers will be up to the village board next week. More than 24 men and women joining the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, graduating yesterday, becoming the first class of new officers since back in 2003. Sheriff David Clark saying he's proud of what these 27 men and women have accomplished over the past 20 weeks, and that he's looking forward to having the extra staff. Lawmakers here in Wisconsin, they're trying once again to get lighters that look like guns or cars off store shelves and out of the reach of children. Senator Julie Lassa's plan to restrict novelty lighter sales unanimously passing yesterday. Lassa trying for years to get that plan into law. She's hoping 2016 will finally do the trick. The Racine Unified School District's transformation plan for the high schools to turn them into academies includes block scheduling, which got a bit of attention during a work session this week. Superintendent Lolly Hawes indicating there is misinformation going around about a cut or a change to fine arts. She labeled that completely wrong.
The idea that there is any negative impact, I assure you I would never support anything that cuts back on our fine arts. If you know me well enough to know that fine arts got me through high school, and I would never want to be part of a district that looked at fine arts as a disposable piece of our curriculum. It's very important, and it's something Racine in particular does really well. So there is only an opportunity to expand the fine arts and fine arts courses through a block schedule.
Dan Thielen, the chief of secondary school transformation, said block scheduling's got a lot of supporters and benefits.
On the block, teachers are seeing fewer students each day. As teachers right now could be seeing an upwards of roughly 150 students. They could be seeing about 60 less students a day. You know, students are seeing less teachers throughout the day. So, you know, that combination helps with kind of the pacing throughout the day. And, you know, it helps reduce a little bit of that stress level, particularly for students, for all the coursework and, you know, and so on that they would have to go through if they were taking 7 courses throughout the course of the day.
Over the next few months, the Racine School Board will be looking at different chunks of the transformation plan, including teacher training. It's scheduled to roll out next year. Racine Unified today announcing it is close to purchasing the Sturtevant Sportsplex in Renaissance Business Park. A tentative agreement reached for the purchase. No price, however, has been listed. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasakevich extends an order allowing county jail staff to force feed a man charged with making a bomb threat to the courthouse. That order on 46-year-old Lee Lucas extended another 3 weeks with a hearing scheduled February 1st. He's also ordered a psychological evaluation of Lucas to determine the issue of competency regarding a possible trial, that bomb threat back on October 26th. AccuWeather forecast, increasing clouds, a chance for light snow, high near 22. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.